Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. Make sure if you haven't done it already, go to my YouTube channel. Lots of great content up there. I'm doing a lot of exclusive content. Been doing a lot of extra videos. You know, for example, I did the one with Ramona, my new neighbor from Trinidad and Tobago. She taught me how to cut open a coconut, and she was worried that I was going to cut my fingers off. I was kind of worried about it as well, too, but it was fun. It really, there's just something very, very fun about chopping things with a very, very good machete. But if you haven't already subscribed, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you do, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any brand new content. And also, tell everybody, you know, if they're not into podcasting, you know, because a lot of people know how to use YouTube, every single show that I do is available on my YouTube channel. And before I get into my first topic, I want to thank my newest sponsor, Ian Hanna. If you're looking for a house, if you're looking to buy or sell a house in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard area, make sure you go to IanHannaHomes.com. And if you're not even, you know, in the market, but you know a friend, a family, coworker, whatever it may be, and they're looking to buy or sell a house, tell them to check out my friend Ian Hanna. That's IanHannaHomes.com. So yesterday was the race at Talladega. You know, growing up around Daytona, I always get excited about the restrictor plate races because anybody can win at any, it's just right place, right time. And yesterday, history was made. The Bubba Wallace ended up winning the race at Talladega yesterday, becoming only the second African-American driver ever to win a NASCAR race at its top level. And I know a lot of people are going to bitch. They're going to complain. They're going to say, well, he really didn't win because it was a rain-shortened race. Well, guess what? There's been plenty of Caucasians. There's been Hispanics that have all won because of a rain delay. Because you got to realize that these tracks, they're running slick tires on their cars, and they can't run in the rain. And I talked about this before. I don't understand why Talladega doesn't have lights, but they were in a big hurry to be able to get this done because they don't have lights. It's been getting dark, getting darker earlier every single night. But Bubba Wallace was up front. And they were actually playing some of the audio from the spotters up on the tower. And they were letting all the drivers know, hey, the rain's coming. So it got really, really intense there. People were being very, very aggressive. And I don't want to hear the excuse of Bubba Wallace having an asterisk beside it. The guy earned it just like any other driver. That is a part of racing. But you know that there's going to be those people out there, because we're talking about the same type of people, because, you know, that I don't support any political side, but we're also talking about the same crowd on Saturday after another kid in the Xfinity race got his first win, was chanting F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. I'm not the biggest fan of Joe Biden, but, it just kind of shows you the fan base. Conservative Republican. but this is good for the sport. You know, a lot of people want to bitch and complain about the rebel flag being removed from all NASCAR events. It was a good thing, because you want to know why? All the Southern people, the ones that claim to be true NASCAR fans, they're the ones that have abandoned the sport and haven't been showing up. And guess what? It makes smart business. It really, really does. Because if your core base isn't going to keep coming out and supporting the sport, then you got to go out there and look for new supporters. And that's what NASCAR did. And what do you think it's going to do? It's going to open it up, because guess who Bubba Wallace's car owner is? Michael Jordan. He drives the number 23 McDonald's car. Next year, Kurt Busch is going to be driving for him in the number 45, which I think is kind of funny, because the 45 really wasn't that great for Michael Jordan, because that was the number he wore after he came back from playing baseball, and then he switched back to the 23. So, I don't believe in good luck, bad luck. I don't believe in karma and stuff. But I just wanted to play a little bit of the post-race interview, because Bubba Wallace does get a little emotional. And I don't blame the guy.
Rick, yeah, he was walking to the car because he wanted to have a moment of climbing out of his car, in essence, as a winner. Congratulations to you. But I want to know what emotions you were thinking of. Tears immediately when you found out. What emotions were going through your mind as you were waiting for an official announcement from NASCAR?
Also, just to let you know, like, whenever they delayed the race, because they didn't call it right away. They actually had the dryers out on the track trying to, you know, get the track dried. And then it started raining again. But a lot of drivers were already coming over to Bubba Wallace's pit box, congratulating him. And Bubba didn't want any part of that. Like, he, like, was not being rude. He wasn't being an a-hole. But he was just telling people, listen, it's not called yet. Please leave me alone. You know, because he didn't want to jinx it. He wanted to be ready just in case they went back racing. But everybody was already coming over congratulating him. And I know a lot of people are going to have the conspiracy theory that NASCAR probably could have got that race in. They probably could have got the track dried. No, once again, Talladega does not have light. Just let the guy enjoy his win. A win is a win. Like I said before, there's plenty of white people, because and the sad thing is that I don't, it sucks that I have to even defend his win just because of the color of his skin. God, why? I've been rhyming a lot lately. I don't know. Kind of makes me sound like a little bit of a douchebag.
Part of me is, you know, sitting there waiting, you know, it's not over with, you know. Just sit there, bide our time. If we go back racing, that's fine. Let's put ourselves in position. But you had so many cool fans behind us at the pit box just cheering for it to rain, so it kind of amped up the intensity a little bit. But man, just so proud of everybody at 2311, new team coming in, getting a win late in the season. Reminds me of kind of 2013, waited so long to get that first truck win.
All right, so I mean, I just want to give a little bit of advice. If I'm just critiquing Bubba Wallace, I know it's your first win. I know a lot of stuff is going through your mind, but you've been talking for 30 seconds, and you have not once mentioned MJ, Michael Jordan. You're repping 23. You're repping the Jumpman brand. I know that Denny Hamlin is part owner in this car, but God, dude, you got to mention MJ, the GOAT. I mean, he still has not mentioned Michael Jordan. And I don't think he does mention Michael at all during this interview.
I know a lot of history was made today, I believe, which is really cool, but it's about my guys, it's about our team, it's about what we've done. Appreciate Michael Jordan, appreciate Denny.
Woo! All right, I was wrong. He got it in there. But I'm telling you right now, like, the words MJ, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, it needs to be brought up immediately within like the first 10 seconds because it is a big deal to have Michael Jordan as your race car owner. I mean, the guy is a winner. The guy is an owner of an NBA basketball team. He's an owner of a NASCAR team. I mean, they're getting a second car next year. You got Denny Hamlin as your partner. So what I'm trying to say is, you probably should have mentioned MJ a little bit quicker, but you got it in there.
For believing in me, giving an opportunity. Like we talked, it's pretty fitting that it comes here at Talladega.
I want to know what it means to you, the second African-American, first since Wendell Scott, to get to victory lane at this level.
Yeah, I never think about those things. And when you say it like that, it obviously brings a lot of emotion, a lot of joy to my family.
You can tell that this meant a lot to him. Like, I'm sure that he would have loved to have won it in a full race. And I'm sure he eventually will. Because when you got MJ money backing you up, you're going to get some of the best equipment that anybody is going to be able to give you. Plus, you're never going to be lacking for sponsors. Hell, you got one of the biggest sponsors, one of the biggest brands of all time on your car, which is McDonald's. So, yeah, I expect Bubba Wallace to win more races. But, like I said, that's the sad thing is that a lot of people are going to hate on him winning. A lot of people are going to try to take an S on it because, oh, well, it was a rain-delayed race. They called the race because of rain. He really didn't win. No. Just give it to him. Let him have his day.
Fans, friends, it's pretty damn cool. So just proud to be a winner in the Cup Series.
The significance of doing it here, it's almost appropriate, isn't it, Bubba? You told me last year here, a low point for you to get the first win here, significant?
Yeah, for sure. You know, this is all those kids out there that want to have an opportunity and whatever they want to achieve and be the best at what they want to do. And you're going to go through a lot of...
That little dead space you heard... Because I watched this live. He did say bull S. You know, I don't want you guys to think that I'm being a big pussy or a softy or anything like that. But since I've become monetized on YouTube, I'm trying to back off on the cursing a little bit. And I don't know. I usually NASCAR would find somebody for it. They even fined Dale Jr. one year for saying the S word twice during a post-race win in victory lane. But I just don't see them fining him for it. You could tell that the guy is overcome with emotion. So I really don't think that they're going to fine him on this one.
But you always got to stick true to your path and not let the nonsense get to you. And stay strong, stay humble, stay hungry. There's been plenty of times where I wanted to give up, and you surround yourself with the right people, and it's moments like this that you appreciate.
Bubba, there's a lot of people in this garage area and a lot of people around the world that are very proud of you right now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Bubba Wallace. The emotion, his friend Ryan Blaney coming in with a water bath there, and you can hear the emotion in his voice, and you saw it in his tears as well, Rick.
I know yesterday I said that I know a lot of people think sports radio is boring. I do like Jim Rome because Jim Rome does add a little bit of humor. He talks about other things than just sports sometimes. I really do think he is a legend when it comes to talk radio in general, not just in sports. And I said yesterday, like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm becoming a Jim Rome or a Dan Patrick. And I'm going to be talking about sports. It's just that there's a lot of stories that are happening in sports that are not about statistics or who wins or how many yards they have. But the next story I want to talk about is the NLLS. I think I got that completely wrong. Anyways, the professional women's football team. Soccer here in America, because I do got a lot of supporters in the United Kingdom, and that's why I say football, and then I say soccer. so my American listeners know what I'm talking about. But there is a big scandal going on right now. A lot of people are quitting their jobs. A lot of people are losing their jobs and getting fired. And a lot of heads are going to roll because I guess this one coach was using his power to take advantage of some of the women that were playing on his team.
Outrage tonight from one of soccer's top women players reacting to allegations of sexual misconduct by Coach Paul Riley. Megan Rapinoe accused the National Women's Soccer League of failing to address allegations of abuse against players.
By the way, Megan Rapinoe is a great soccer player, football player, but I'm not really the biggest fan of hers. I'm really not. Look, you play for the national team, which is the United States of America. And for you guys to, you know, talk about bad about the country or the flag and stuff. Look, I didn't like Donald Trump, but you're playing for the United States women's soccer team. You've won 2 World Cups in a row. And I know it's your freedom of speech to do whatever you want to do, but you guess what? You want to know what would have been a bigger statement by Megan Rapinoe? If she was so unhappy with everything going on and she hated Donald Trump that much, guess what she should have done? Not played on the team. Like, seriously, if you're playing for your country and you want to talk about how crappy it is, look, like I said, I dislike Donald Trump. And it is her right, her freedom of speech, First Amendment, to be able to do that type of stuff. But you know what makes a bigger statement? Not playing. I'm just saying.
Writing on Twitter, men protecting men who are abusing women. Burn it all down. Let all their heads roll. Riley is the third coach since August to be fired over allegations of abuse.
What the hell's going on over there? Are they hiring a bunch of Catholic priests to coach women's soccer teams? I mean, and this was reported way earlier than recently. So, I mean, this is kind of setting up like the whole Catholic Church scandal. Even though that these are adults that, you know, could have said no, could have reported it, could have done all everything they could to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So maybe I'll back off on that statement comparing the coaches and women's professional soccer / football in the United States to the priests that are raping little boys in the Catholic Church. But man, oh man, this is not good. You know, they've been asking for equal pay. And they just might get it now. Because what I'm trying to say is that they're going to have to put up or shut up. And I know that the women's soccer team, they've won way more World Cups than the men have. But the men still get a bigger draw. And yes, I do think there should be equal pay. But in all reality, the men do bring in more money when it comes to the United States Soccer Federation.
The North Carolina Courage let him go after he was accused of sexual coercion by former players Sinead Farley and Mana Shim in a bombshell article in The Athletic. Farley says Riley coerced her into a sexual relationship when she was 22 and recruited her to 3 different teams he coached.
Hold up. Wait, look, okay, look, I'm not defending this scumbag at all. I'm really, really not. But this guy has recruited you, has gotten the team to buy the rights for you to be transferred to his team on 3 separate occasions, and he's been doing this? Like, why would you even agree to it? Like, I know that you love the game, but my God, if the guy was that much of a serial rapist, why would you want to play for him? And listen, you know, with cancel culture and everything, I got to be careful with what I'm saying, but, you know, I also got to ask questions. I'm not making accusations like this is being made up or anything, but, man, three separate occasions, you've been recruited to one of his teams that he's coaching, and you still went along with it? Yeah, I mean, that makes me ask a lot of questions, and I think anybody else would be asking a lot of questions as well.
Her Portland Thorns teammate, Mana Shim, says she was manipulated by Riley as well.
Riley, they said, were brought back to Paul Riley's house after a night of drinking out with the team, and he encouraged them to kiss in his apartment.
In canceling this weekend's games, league president Lisa Baird apologized to the players and staff, saying, "I am so sorry for the pain so many are feeling." But star player Alex Morgan says she reported Riley's behavior back in 2015.
See, now, this is where it becomes a problem. I know this is, once again, going to sound sexist, but Alex Morgan is hot as F. Oh, my God. And she has the star power to get things done when it comes to this story. And if Alex Morgan reported this back in 2015, and there's records of it. Oh, man. The women are definitely going to get paid.
In a statement, she said, the league was informed of these allegations multiple times and refused multiple times to investigate the allegations. Riley has denied the allegations.
He has a huge role in their professional league, but he also has influence across the entire sport. So there was always a level of concern that something still might happen to them.
Dana Jacobson, CBS News, New York.
All right. I want to preface what I'm about to say as, once again, just me asking questions. You know, it's been in the news that the female players on the United States women's soccer national team have been trying to get equal pay. They have. They've all been trying to get it, and I see their point. But could this be like, all right, guys, we've already been turned down a couple of times. We've already been denied equal pay, even though I think they've won like 4 World Cups. You know, I mean, what's going to get you paid even more? You start throwing around accusations. You do. And I don't think that's the case, but you know that a lot of people are going to bring that up. You just know that the defense attorneys for the NWSL, I think that is, North, I don't even know what it is. Hell, I don't watch women's soccer unless it's World Cup. But what I'm trying to say is you know that that's going to be thrown up there. That's going to be used as a defense that this is all made up. This is all a bunch of scorned women that aren't happy because they didn't get equal pay. And they're just making this stuff up. And I don't believe that's the case. But you guys all know that it's going to get brought up. Because that's just how dirty, rotten scoundrel of defense attorneys are. You just know that it's going to happen. So from one sex scandal to another, and this one is not shocking at all. I mean, we have all known what the Catholic Church has been up to. They have been raping little boys. They've been sexually abusing minors. 4 years, and none of them has spent a day in jail because they just keep moving them around, shuffling them from parish to parish. But now there's a new report out that the Catholic Church in France, I mean, it's just as bad as it is in Italy or anywhere else in the world when it comes to sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. And we're also talking about the same people. Do you guys realize that the United States government gave loans, PPP loans, that were supposed to be going to businesses to help them out? And our government gave them money to bail them out. If you're not paying taxes as a business, you do not deserve any of my tax-paying money. Because in the United States, it's supposed to be a separation of church and state. And I know today's show is going to piss off a lot of people. And I'm going to get to why I can't be serious. I guess everybody can't handle the truth. Not to quote A Few Good Men or whatever that movie was. But you guys, you really can't. You can't handle the truth. I'm not one-sided. You guys are all sheep. You watch CNN or you watch MSNBC or you watch Fox News and you believe that that's actually news. No, it's not. It's opinionated journalism at best. And I'll get into that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about this story.
An investigation into the French Catholic Church has uncovered shocking revelations about child sexual abuse.
Now, I'm pretty good at, like, guessing dialects, but I think if I'm going to make a guess, this is a Scottish reporter. I don't know what he's doing in France, but I don't think it's Ireland either. So I'm going to go with Scottish for the win.
An independent commission leading the investigation says between 2,900 and 3,200 pedophiles.
I love how people in the United Kingdom say pedophiles. They say pedophiles. I just love it because I work in a medium where it is like sound oriented. Pedophiles. I say pedophile. I say tomato, you say tomato, I say tomato. Potato, potato. It's just weird. I see, because I've always wondered as an American, what do we sound like to people like in the United Kingdom? And I do know that I got a big audience in the United Kingdom. And I would like to hear from you. And I especially would love a voicemail from you because I would like for you to tell me how we sound as American. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044.
Held positions within the church since the 1950s. A report by the commission that looked at church, court, and police archives, as well as interviews with witnesses, is set to be released on Tuesday.
It's painful because of what the victim suffered. As far as the abusers are concerned, I'm ashamed. I'm scandalized. I can't understand.
The commission was set up in 2018 by the Bishops' Conference of France in response to a growing number of historic sexual abuse claims.
Jesus Christ, man. I didn't mean to say Jesus Christ during a story about a church, but how many times are they going to ring that goddamn bell in the background? That has to be added to the thing because the bell has just been ding, 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 ding. And I'm just like, holy crap, how many times are you going to ring that bell? Are you ringing it for every single little boy's butthole that was violated until you get done? Because they said it's like 3,000, so I could see maybe that's why they're ringing the bell.
After launching a confidential hotline at the beginning of the investigation, the commission began receiving thousands of messages from the public. In June, Pope Francis said the Catholic Church's sexual abuse crisis was a worldwide catastrophe.
See, now, that is the thing that pisses me off the most. Then why are you guys not doing anything about it? Like, seriously, you guys keep taking everybody's money. And I'm not looking down on people that go or support the Catholic Church. But how can you guys be okay with giving money to a church? Because in all reality, your money that you're giving to the Catholic Church is going to pay off the families that the cardinals, the bishops, or anybody in the Catholic Church sexually assaulting kids. And those people aren't doing a day in jail. The Catholic Church is just giving them hush money. And I'm not one. Look, I don't want anybody to think, because once again, you got to cover your ass with cancel culture. I'm not saying it, but I don't understand why more of these Catholic priests, these pedophiles, aren't getting a shotgun blast to the stomach. Because I wouldn't shoot them in the head. I would give them a gut shot wound so they had to suffer as long as possible. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people standing up, because nobody's doing anything about it. That's why this stuff keeps happening over and over and over again. And they hide behind religion. And that's why I don't support religion. Because if there was a God and he's all controlling of everything, then he wouldn't be letting this type of stuff happen. Yeah, this is a late night run that I'm having to make. Had to go back to Walgreens. I swear to God, the Walgreens in Edgewater, Florida is by far the worst that I've ever been to in my life. My mom went up there the other day because she needed her prescription. The doctor prescribed something new for her, and she had already dropped it off. It was all supposed to be ready. I went by earlier before my live stream, and they didn't have it ready. So I got to drive up here. They close at 9. Hopefully they're still open. But they are by far one of the slowest Walgreens that I've ever been to in my life. You know, I mean, I guess that's what I get for going to one of the big chain pharmacies. But I also think, look, I've learned from living here, especially on the more east side of Volusia County, because I grew up in northwest Volusia County. And, like, for example, when I go to the Sunoco, oh my God, people will pay for some stuff on their EBT. Some people will, then they'll pay in cash to buy the other stuff that they can't put on EBT. And then also the other thing, lottery tickets. My God. Some of these people like ask all types of questions like it really is going to help anything. They'll ask, oh, is this a new role? Is this a new stack? How many winners have you had on it? Is it towards the end? Guess what? The lottery does not have a system. It's all random. I think it is. I could be wrong. But, oh, and that's the other thing. A lot of people in Oak Hill, they love to pay for their stuff and change. And I've been there and done that. I really have. But, my God, man, the pharmacy there, it just runs so goddamn slow. So I don't even bother going inside anymore. I'd rather sit in the drive-thru. So I got to go back up here, get her medication, which was supposed to be ready. And the other thing that's holding it up, everybody now is getting their COVID shots at Walgreens. Walgreens, sorry, I just heard something like drop down. And I'm kind of live streaming while I'm driving too. And I want to make sure like I don't get pulled over. I mean, I'm completely legal now. I did get pulled over a couple of months ago, right after my dad passed away. Because my dad, he ended up passing away like 3 or 4 days after his birthday. And I was driving his Ford F-150. And we just forgot to renew the registration. And I got pulled over. And come to find out, my license was suspended. They were like, oh yeah, your license has been suspended since like 2013. And the cop was nice enough. He was cool as hell. He understood. He was able to see, yeah, I'm looking at the thing. Your dad's deceased. Completely get it. And then he made the joke. He was like, you know what? Yeah, you know, you did break the law. Yes, you haven't had a driver's license or a legal driver's license. I did have a license. It just had been suspended for some reason. Well, I know why it was. It's because I also had ID card. And I guess in the state of Florida, you can't have two forms of identification. And I don't know why they just wouldn't suspend the ID card. But they took away my driver's license. But the cop said, yeah, you must be one hell of a driver. Because you haven't been pulled over once since 2013. But yeah, he was really, really nice. You know, I gotta say a lot. Sheriff Mike Chitwood has definitely, like, got his deputies in line. They're very courteous, very helpful, and respectful. So, all right, I'm pulling up to the Walgreens now. Let me handle this, and I'll be back in just a sec. All right, I'm back. And I gotta tell you, I kinda called it. And it sucks that Florida is a two-party state, where, and what I mean by that is that you have to let whoever you're recording, because I left the microphone running, and I wish I could play it, but I can't. I just cannot play it, because I would get my ass in serious trouble if I did. So earlier, like I said, came there, wasn't ready, when it should have been ready earlier. And I get there and they say, oh, it's still not ready. Still not ready yet. And there, it's 30 minutes until they close. And I said, well, can you get it filled? And the pharmacist comes over and says, nope, too late. Too late. You know what their excuse was? Well, the person that was working the drive-thru earlier should have told you that we were having problems with our machine. And it just keeps spitting out. You know, the guy tried to use a bunch of fancy words and stuff with me to kind of make it seem like he was smarter than me to throw me off. But it was just a bunch of BS. I swear to God, like, I don't want to be one of those people that goes and complains to a manager. But I think I may have to. I really think I may have to, because this isn't just like not having an item in stock that my mom likes, like our favorite food. This is medication that she needs, and these assholes couldn't even have it ready. This is, it should have been ready 2 days ago, and my mom didn't want to go out to go get it because she still had a couple left, and I went in earlier, still wasn't ready. They promised me that it would be ready, and I come back, and nope, not ready. They said it's too late. How long does it take for you to count pills? I mean, I'm sure a pharmacist has got to go to school for 8 years. How hard is it for you to count 30 days worth of pills, put them in a bottle, slap that little sticker on it, and call it a day? And they couldn't be bothered. And that's what really effing pisses me off. And I wish I could play the audio of me just cutting a promo on the guy. Like, I even told him, I was like, look, I'm not trying to be a dick towards you. You weren't the guy that I talked to earlier, but what the hell is going on? Is this how you're running your business? So, I don't know. I would like to hear from you. If you could email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044, because I don't want to cause anybody to lose their job, but I think the manager needs to know what the hell is going on. Like I said, we're not just talking about her favorite cuisine or favorite food or junk food. We're talking about medication. I almost sound like Allen Iverson talking, or we're talking about practice here. No, we're talking about medication here. And I'm just pissed off because I just wasted a lot of my time on these assholes. going to wrap up the show, but before I go, I guess I can't talk about anything political at all, even though I have time in and time out explained to you guys that I don't support any political party. I'm not even independent. I don't believe any of these politicians give a damn about us. You know who they give a damn about? The lobbyists. The people that put money in their pockets to get elected. And just because I talked about Joe Biden and how the fans in Talladega were saying, F Joe Biden, da, 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 F Joe Biden. If you go back and listen to that, I even preface it by saying, I don't support any political party. And guess what? This asshole, Rock Chuck, he said, so Tuttle won't go to Alabama because they don't like Joe Biden? Do you support Joe Biden, Tuttle? Question mark. No. No, I don't. I think the last best president we had was Bill Clinton. But obviously, I can't talk about politics because, once again, you're going to alienate some part of your audience. But, you know, those people that were saying F Joe Biden, you know what? That kid that just won that race, they kind of completely took away his celebration winning his first race. And they all had to make it a political statement. I think that was really messed up. It was. And then he said, will the real Americans please unsubscribe to Tuttle? I just did. Well, if you're a real American, you would know that one of the most important amendments we have is the First Amendment. So, you guess what? You're not a real American because you are pissed off. It's your right to unfollow me. Matter of fact, I'm glad that you did. Because you also put that reporter in a bad spot. You took away the glory of that driver in the Xfinity series getting his first win. Because now everybody's just talking about Joe Biden. And then I replied, I've been to Alabama a few times, my friend. It's just jokes and parody. I apologize if I offended you. And then I wrote again, did you not listen to the show? I don't support any political party. They're all crooked and they don't care about us. Sorry if I offended you. I think I'm being pretty nice. Then this guy comes back. No wonder Bubba won't F with you anymore. Your channel has been up for 10 years and you got 2,000 some subscribers. You're a joke. He wrote it Y-O-U-R. I know it's petty to be a Nazi or a grammar Nazi. I know I shouldn't say grammar Nazi. But if you're going to argue with me, you need to at least use proper grammar and writing and spelling. It's Y-O-U-R apostrophe E or Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. A joke. And part of the cancel culture, MSNBS. See, that right there already tells me. Because that guy, he hears what he wants to hear. He hears what he wants to hear. And that's what is wrong with this country right now. And I guess I got to stay away from politics. Because I have, every single time I get into anything political, I always preface it by saying, I don't support any politician. I wish a lot of you guys would back me up on this. Am I the only one, or does this dumbass have selective hearing? I'd like to hear from you. Tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. And if you'd like to go and kind of give this guy Rock Chuck, R-O-C-K-S-H-U-K. And if I'm just being honest, the guy's going to unsubscribe. But guess what he's going to do? He's not going to stop listening. He's not going to stop listening. Matter of fact, he's probably going to be masturbating to my voice talking about him. And I know that he's baited me, but I just had to prove a point. Jesus Christ almighty. You know what the downfall of this country is going to be? It's not going to be any of the other countries. It's not going to be China. It's not going to be North Korea. It's not going to be Iran or any of those other ones. We're going to kill ourselves from the inside out. And I'm not talking about Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, independents. We're going to die by suicide because we're going to eat ourselves from the inside out. We are our own worst enemy. All right, I'm getting out of here. Jesus, I like doing fun radio. I like doing that type of stuff, but sometimes you just got to keep it real. And that guy's comment really rubbed me the wrong way. And the funny thing is, like I said, he's going to unsubscribe. But guess what? You're still going to watch my stuff. And I'm still going to get paid. That's how, this whole socialist society works. This whole, economy that we have in the United States. You're still going to listen because you can't help yourself. And I hope you do unsubscribe because I don't want people like you. If you support Republicans, love you to death. Oh, by the way, I didn't even get to the Twitter comments. And I'll do that tomorrow or later on today at 11 a.m. when it comes to the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream, because you will be absolutely disgusted when you hear some of the things that were tweeted at me about Bubba Wallace, me congratulating him for being the second African-American to win a NASCAR race in the top level. All right, I'm out. See ya.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.